News release.
Halton Region. On June 9 at the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, FCM, annual general meeting and conference in Calgary, Alberta, Regional Councillor Rory Nisson was re-elected to the 2023-2024 FCM Board of Directors. He was also selected by his Ontario caucus colleagues to remain as chair of the Ontario caucus. This will be Councillor Nisson's sixth term representing Halton Region at FCM, and during the general meeting he was presented with a long service award for his achievement of 5 years of service. On behalf of Regional Council, I'd like to congratulate Councillor Nisson on being re-elected to the FCM Board of Directors, where he will remain a strong voice for our community's priorities, said Halton Regional Chair Gary Carr. From advocating for affordable housing and increased funding for infrastructure, to the need for reliable broadband internet and support to address food insecurity and indoor air quality, he's been unwavering in his efforts to support Halton. I know he will continue this great work over the next year. FCM is the national voice of local governments across the country that helps to advocate on priority municipal issues. Since joining FCM's Board of Directors in 2019, Councillor Nisson has served as a member of the FCM Executive Committee, as the 2023 Vice President at Large, as well as on many important standing committees, including recently on the Standing Committee on Social and Economic Development and the Standing Committee on Anti-Racism and Equity. I'm honored to be re-elected to the FCM Board of Directors to continue advocating for what matters most to people in Halton and in municipalities across Canada, said Councillor Nisson. I'm excited to build upon FCM's achievements over the past year and will continue to work tirelessly to advance priority municipal issues with the federal government. Thank you to Halton Regional Council for your ongoing support. During the conference, FCM members actively engaged with national party leaders and representatives and worked to shape FCM's policy priorities. Conference delegates endorsed resolutions for action, including the need for enhanced federal support for food banks, enhancing shelter supports for women and survivors of intimate partner violence, and identifying and implementing measures to protect elected local government officials from harassment, intimidation, and threats. FCM also continued to call on the federal government to bring together all orders of government to discuss the need for a new municipal growth framework to ensure municipalities have the funding and revenue tools to meet the needs of growing communities. To learn more about Halton's advocacy efforts to support residents and businesses, visit the Advocating for a Strong Halton page on halton.ca. For more information on FCM, visit fcm.ca.